This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. In Adams County, jury selection continues today for the first in three trials for the police officers charged in the death of 23-year-old Elijah McClain. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Both defense attorneys and prosecutors continued to quiz 250 potential jurors Monday for the first trial of the two officers expected to start this week. McClain died in 2019. A few days after, three officers forcibly arrested him, and then he was given a large dose of ketamine by paramedics. The three officers and two paramedics face manslaughter, criminally negligent homicide, and assault charges in his death. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A federal court rejected part of a Colorado plan to tackle ozone pollution yesterday. CPR's Sam Brash explains the move could force a crackdown on the oil and gas industry.
Air quality permits are the state's main tool to monitor and control ozone pollution. Drilling and fracking are among the largest contributors to that problem along the Front Range. But a state air quality rule concluded both are temporary pollution sources and therefore don't need one of those permits. The EPA signed off on that last year. A federal appeals court has now rejected that approval following a lawsuit from the Center for Biological Diversity. The environmental group says the decision will force the state to scrutinize oil and gas operators. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Invasive crayfish are now in Lake Granby, according to Colorado Parks and Wildlife biologists. State officials conducted tests last week to confirm the size of the rusty crayfish population after routine analysis revealed its presence. The freshwater crustaceans are native to the Ohio River Basin. They eat small fish, insects, eggs, and vegetation, which can damage underwater ecosystems. This is CPR News and KRCC.